Nifla Machel Shasa Revis Yain Bevasachas Leisas Kapan. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why you don't duchen by Mincha is because we're afraid that maybe the fellow's a shikar. Yeah, because people eat and drink in the course of the day. Mincha and the time of Sibur is a machleika satana, and everybody's fasting. So there's no chashash, we pass and there it's a loyplug. Even on the time of Sibur, you shouldn't duchen to Mincha. The Gemara just says that Bizman Azeh. Mars is involved, hushed to his man is there, that they daven mincha so late on the time of Siba. Unlike every other day that they used to daven mincha earlier, on the time of Siba they used to daven later, but yes, it's just the reverse. Normally they daven mincha later, on the time of Siba everybody always daven mincha earlier. But on the days of the Gemara they used to daven mincha later on the time of Siba. So the Gemara says, so it's like in the Ila. Ne'ilah, you always daven late in the day. So since the mincha and the tansim is like Ne'ilah is a tefillah satainis, so that you don't make a loyplug. So by Ne'ilah you do duchen. By us we don't duchen to Ne'ilah because it's going to be after the shkia. And the Rishami says at the end of tainis that you don't duchen by balayla. That's how most of the Rishonim read the Rishami. Others read the Rishami, you don't duchen by balayla because no chazor sashatz by ma'ariv. But if there would be a Chazar Sashad by Marv, he would duch. That's a Shad. Anila is Balayla, but there is a Chazar Sashad. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Maharil that in Frankfurt they used to duchen by Nila, even though it was the middle of the night, and the others held that it wasn't right. That was the Machlekes. How do we do Yerushalmi at the end of Tainus? So this is the premise of the whole din, that you don't duchen by Mincha because we're afraid of Shikras. Shosar Yiz, Bevasachas, Lisa is Kapach. What if you drank a little bit of wine, then he paused a little bit, then he had a little bit more wine? It's a little bit mazuk, then it's mutter. There's no problem. Even though he drank it not altogether, although he can't say for the rest of his life, he can't do it until the effect of the wine goes away. And what if he drank schnapps? Here the Mishnah Berurah writes in Kuf Lamed Zayin. Why is that so? The Brichas Kohanim Midaminon is compared to Hakrovas HaKarbonis. And Hakrovas HaKarbonis, the Pasuk says in Chumash, he's not allowed to do. So the Gemara talks about Shikam Misham Shakrim by Shikam Misham Shakrim by Hakrovas HaKarbonis. There is the Misa B'day Shamayim Yayim Yayim Shecher Al Teish Ad Vayecha. I think there's Misa B'day Shamayim for a Shikha. So Shikha Misham Shakim is a Machalik and Satanoi. Atche Yosir. Let's see Kuf Mem Aleph. What's Atche Yosir? I see Mitzadik test that the Shikha is not allowed to daven. So however the Dinim, however you figure out the Dinim, there applies to him. Because I think, oh, Allah Shah, Mashkem Am Shakra. What about Shnaps? Kosmogar. Ram Mutal Isa Kapov. I feel in the Shtakra, Hashem Yochel, the Dabu Bifnei HaMelech. Libet Tfilo, ki hai gavin et Tfilo, so to Eva, davening in front of our Kodesh Bocha, so if you shikir, and Eni Yochel, the Dabu Bifnei HaMelech, you're not allowed to daven. But the Duchen, why not? Because he has kapai muta. Unless he gave the Shikusu Shalot, tells Gu Shaita Yechoshim. Then it's temporarily Shaita. There's a temporary Itim Cholim Itim Shaita, and then there's a real Shaita. He's always a Shaita. The same as the Magen Avraham. I will have Yachrenim Cholkin Malzeh B'Sofim D'Gam Sham Mashkim Holshen Ishtaka Behem Achein Yochel D'Dab B'Fnei Melchem Noise Eskapov B'Yayim Migito Grape Juice. It's Doyen. It's straight out to the wine press. B'Yayim Migito. That should be Mutter. Da'as Magen Avraham B'Sof B'Nasi Eskapayim. How do you like that? Magen Avraham says Schnapps is okay to Duchen and grape juice is not okay. Just the opposite from what you would have thought. They disagree with both. They disagree with the Magen Avraham. The whole thing is backwards. They disagree with the whole Magen Avraham's premise. Yeah. Let's see, Lamedes. There's a Kohen here, Judge Kahn. There's a Kohen in Breyers. So he tells me that once on Simchas Torah he was away in a hotel and he wasn't in Broyes. In Broyes they duchen Shachris Emelso. So he was in a hotel and they didn't duchen for Shachris. And then at this, I think he said, they notified him that his father died. Forgot about it. Something about Dachan and Duchan and Shachas. What's Lama Tess? Lo hoye bo echad ma'adwarm ha'moinim nisiyas kafayim. The coin is kosher for Duchanim. Afal pi she'enah medaktik mitzvah v'chavam ra'an and ma'achrav. He's not so careful if that doesn't keep this mitzvah. That is still nisiyas kafayim. She'en sha'averus monim nisiyas kafayim. The Rambam says, lest the person will ask, who is he to give me a bracha? He's not even religious. The answer is, Bani Abarchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha. The Kohen doesn't give the bracha. He's not a tzaddik. The Kohen just recites the psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Bani Abarchem, I'll give the bracha. Kohen Shenos, a grusha, what if the Kohen is married to a grusha? The Isa is kapov. They know him, HaKadosh HaFilah Likos, but they don't give him the first aliyah. HaFilah Girsha, or Mesa, still possible. HaChiyidu HaNoah, until he takes the Shavua. Al Das Rabbi, Mehanashim, Shuwasla, until he takes the Shavua, he's never going to marry any Shohasur Lekuhuna. So there the Mishnah Brura points out that this is a machlekes in the Gaonim. This is based on a Mishnah Pchoiris. Mishnah Pchoiris has Nisa de Rabbanim, a penalty in the Rabbanim. We don't let, if the Kohen is Metamel Meisim, if the Kohen violates Dini Kuhuna, he's married to a Dioris, whatever, so we don't allow him to be Makhlek Karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Rishonim have a machlekes, is it the Gaonim have a machlekes? Is it only with respect to HaKrabos Kavanos, or does it apply to all in Yoni Kahuna? You shouldn't allow him to Duchen, and you shouldn't allow him to get the first Aliyah. So I think the Mishnah Berurah writes, he finds it surprising that the Mechaber passed him the Chumrah, because by the Goyinim, Rova of the Goyinim hold Fakir, that the penalty is only by HaKrabos Kavanos. They never made a penalty for other in Yoni Kahuna. What if the Kohen shaves with a razor? Shaving with a razor is a special... The Gemara says in the beginning of Yomus, if a Kohen shaves with a razor, it's an added Issa. Because it's in Parshas Amor. What if the Kohen marries an Ochris? So the Parshas says that that's an Issa Zayna. He violated one of the Yisurikun. So there's one rabbi in California, Lubavitcher rabbi, he said, no, ain't Kiddushin Tofsin. So therefore he's not married to the Nochris. That's a joke. That's ridiculous. He doesn't have to be married to the Nochris. He's living with her. It's also, he's in violation of the Yisur Kuna. One of the rabbanim in France, there was a big Tamachach in France, Rabbi Bo, he died at a very young age, 5 years ago. So he wrote a whole tshuva that it's not so. So the only time you have this penalty that you don't let him duchen, you don't know better than Makro Kabbanis, if it's only if it's an Iser that's unique to Kohanim. But the Marian Ochris applies even to Israel. So even though it's an added Iser by Kohen, in addition to the prohibition of intermarriage, it's an Iser of Zaino. So he thought that the Rishonim say that there's no penalty, that you do let him do. I don't know, so I thought it was a big Kiddush. Pash Pshat is not so. Yeah. Let's see. Nitmal amei she'enem shivim meisei mitzvah. Posim en aduchen. Kol ma'avis akun. Al shiyor shebikabel shebalit amiyad ameis. Let's see. He goes to funerals. So he's in violation of Kedusha's kahuna. So the same din applies. Same mishnah chavis applies. You don't give him any rights and privileges of a kohen. Yesham and mishi yesh lo bat. Shehniru alavaydus kachavim. If the kohen has a daughter who converted to a different religion. O shezinsa. Ein b'chuyav mod l'katshay. That's the pasuk. Because so the father loses his kedushas kuna. That you're not mechuyav to mimcham. The father giving the first aliyah and so on. Yeah. There's an Esek in Groyers once. The guest of honor at the annual dinner was a nice person who did a lot for the shul, but his daughter had an affair during her marriage. So they were tumbling about this. It's not right to me, Mechavid. It wasn't a kain. But the Salehi Mechalala says it's right to me, Mechavid, the father of his daughter in the neighborhood, the Yodua, that the daughter had to get divorced because she had an affair. Membeis, a chola in an eisa is kapal. Okay? Chola. Chola is not a kain. Chola is allowed to be Mechavid. He doesn't have Kedusha's kuna at all. Achar Shivas Yimei Avelus, Noisei Kapa, V'tel Shivas Yimei Avelus, Yetzim V'Beis HaKnes, B'Shor Shekorei Kohanim. By us during Shiva, the people stay home. They don't go to shul at all. Apparently, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the fella doesn't have a minyan at home, so he goes to shul. What happened to din? Avalotzes, also lotzes mit Pesach Beiso. The aval is not allowed to leave his home. So the most of the poskim say aval also lotzes mit Pesach Beiso means you say what's doing in the stores, what are they showing in the movies, what's on sale, to stroll around to have a good time. But if he goes to shul in order to daven, in order to say kaddish, most of the poskim hold that that's permissible. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. The Oval is going to shul in the middle of Shiva, and he shouldn't duchen. Why? He should go out. Why shouldn't he duchen Kuf Nun Zayin? Because you have to be besimcha to duchen. Here, Kuf Nun Zayin. The Medina chayiv ha'ovel levarach. Mikra din is mechuyiv to duchen. Shari chayiv b'chol ha'mitzal mehuris b'atorah. El shenogu shalal lisa kapayim shem shetzoch ha'kan liyaz besimcha v'tuv lei b'shas ha'bracha k'nichsi v'toiv lei v'hu yivarach. Person can only give a bracha if he's in a good mood. When they call out Kohanim, so that's a tzivui to all the people in the shul. They should leave before they call Kohanim. Still, the minigas still shouldn't duchen. But the evidim lo yotz of a karul alos laduchen. Beim Shabbos beim b'chol. Keim shehu keiv bein she'ein sham koin elohu beinim kohanim acherim tzorach lalos. If they call upon him and he doesn't go up, then he's mevatel in it. So it's just a meaning. So the Mechaber writes, after Shiva, the Kohenim should duchen. Yesham, the Kol Zman Avelos, Pilo Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, the end of the whole year, Lo Levalimoy, wow. Ein Enosi Es Kapov. Rav Soloveitchik said that the meaning where he came from was in Vilna. He said the meaning of Vilna was that they did duchen. After Shiva, they did duchen. Yeah. Shlomo Levilna has a tshuva like that. Why does he say that they don't follow the Shulchan Aruch? I think he says because by us they only duchen on Yontif. That's what he meant. Our meaning is we only duchen on Yontif. Shlomo Levilna has a chiddush. He says that Avelus, no Avelus is noig on Yontif. Even Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh is not noig on Yontif. Big chiddush. So Yontif, one is in Avelus. So you're allowed to go to a concert on Chol HaMoed. So Shlomo Levilna says it's fine, that you don't observe any Avelus on Chol HaMoed. It's a big Kiddush. Once asked my father. My father used to teach Chazal, he said he never heard of that.
Why do they do it every day in Eretz Yisrael, even Ashkenazi?
The Iker HaDinus, he's supposed to duchen every day. So that's what Shlomo Levilna says. Shulchan Aruch says you don't duchen till the end of Yid Beis Chodesh, because he's talking about duchening in the weekdays. But by us, you only duchen ayantiv, so one doesn't observe Avelus ayantiv, so you should duchen. That's questionable. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about, the Ramah is talking about a place where they duchen every day. The Ramah didn't have the meaning to duchen every day, only duchen ayantiv. I think. Right? I feel the B'Shabbos with Yantiv. You don't duchen, right? Because he's not B'Simcha, right? Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from, not where he came from. We said in Vilna, they didn't have that minig. What does he talk about in Oinen? Let's see. Mekomakom. Vuadin ha-koyveres mesa beregel. Hafal pisha adayin l'chalo ala vavelos. Mekomakom. Harei al-koponim osa besimcho. Koyim osa regel. Vuadin Oinen afila biyontif. Shechai b'chala mitzis. Mekomakom. Harei ene shari besimcho. Anoinen is not allowed to do mitzvahs, but on Yontif you don't know you got aninas. Shabbos and Yontif you don't observe aninas, so why should? You know, and there's more lack of simcha. I don't know. Let's see. Koyin alfa pishul ponin nasias kabbas. Some had a meaning that you don't duchen if you're single. Because people are only happy after they get married. Some people become very depressed after they get married. Depends whom you marry. Okay. She should be full of simcha. Okay. Yes, Shaman, then I say kapov. Oh, a single guy shouldn't duchen. Shori belish is shori below simcha. It's a gemara and yivamas. Shabbalish, Shabbalah Simcha. So you can only, Vamborach, Yeshlalias Bisimcha. White Chai. And Ogush, and Oise is Kapo. Meaning is that a single guy does Duchen. Alf Bishaino Nasim, Mikomakom, Oitzu Shlalis, a Kapo, Vemechem. You are Vakshe, Loye, Besak Nasis, Shoshakorim, Koyhani. Oh, Omrim Lahem. Little you then, right? If they tell you, go wash and fill us the dine, that's the same as saying, we want you to Duchen. So then, if they told you to go wash hands or you're in shul and it's kol klanim, then you have to go do it. Yeah. Nagam b'chol medina se'elosh and nesim katayim ela b'yantav. The Rambam says b'ferish. The only duchen on yantav. So how can he say? How can Reb Shalom Levilna say all the things the Rambam said? I'm talking about the duchen every day. The Rambam says they don't duchen on every day. Only duchen on yantav. What does it say in Kuf Samach Dal? That there it's Yisrael b'chol malchus mitzrayim aminik lisa katayim b'chol yom ha'pas k'mikil selim and hagam zeh. More correct. It's the duchen every day. They quote the story there of the Vilna Gaon wanted to introduce duchen every day. Something happened, and the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, what's his name, Anas Nadler, also wanted to introduce duchen every day. Something came up, so they took it as a simon min hashamayim that you shouldn't change the minig. Shverim. So the minig is only duchen and yantush. Yishum sh'osh ruyim b'simcha os yontif t'ayv leifu yivarach l'sheinike m'sha'a yam afil b'shab s'ashana sh'trudim b'hirhurim al mechiosam. Everybody's worried about parnasa. And Eretz Yisrael, no one makes a parnasa anyway, so no one's worried. So that's why they don't that's why they have the meaning they duchen even on the weekend. Rab bita malach afil b'yantif b'in esim k'apayim ala d'filas musav sh'yotzim oz mi'beis ha'knesis v'yismuchu b'simcha os yontif. Shachris, they don't duchen because they're not so happy. Most of them have one leg out of the shul, so they're happier. So it's quite an interesting explanation. What does he say? Kuf samach zayin. What's in kuf samach zayin? Al bito malachtom. Aloshem begum gom mechas v'shal v'sal k'doshim. Itztaru b'shabbos al bito malachtom v'yom ha'kodesh. They're nervous why they're not making a parnos on Shabbos. How can you say like manochen? What it should say is like this. The shul bito malachtom v'koi tamzeh. You don't duchen all year long.
Would it be ideal for a coin to try to, if there's a
Sephardi
minion across the
street,
to try to duchen
with
them?
Yeah. If he's davening a minion by the duchen, he should go there. Yeah. Feel the beyond the Nesaka by Mother Tulis Musaf. Yeah. Whole Shachar is Musaf, Shein Nursing Bokapaim, and Ashleat Zima. Okay, no cable sent a kid to the L. Yam Kippa Nursing Bokapaim, Kimobi, Yontuf, Yesh Mukamish, and Nursing Bokapaim in the Elo, Yesh Mukamis. Afilu b'shachris. Okay. Medina Mishnah, it says Yiduchin Shachris, Musaf, and the Ila. Minchas the Machlokes, but Yiduchin. So we pass in Yom. Eile Tevish HaKohanim Hovchim Bohem L'Doram U'L'Tzofen. What do you mean L'Doram? So what direction are they facing? They're facing west. Yom Kodesh is in the east. Let's say they're facing west. And they give the bracha to the Tzibur. So which direction? And that's west, so which way is Doram is to the left and Sofen is to the right. So when do they turn to the right, when do they turn to the left? Yivarech Echa v'yishmerech, the first word, the last word. Hashem v'yishmerech, Yerushalka, Eilecha, Yuchonecha, Yisrashem Pan v'yilecha, Echa, Shalom. What is that all about? Why should they face all the different directions? Chuv Samach Es. Tam shenogu kein, kedei shetispashet ha-bracha l'chol ha-noshim sham nizlech. To demonstrate that the bracha should be chal on everybody. Okay. The noagim shemarichem benigun elu atevas, ki kol achas mehem usof bracha bifnei atzma. Amar meban kwa elamim, kmo shem kuish b'sinu kuf lamed. Sho shemarichem benigun, atevas shemusof ha-psukim ha-yish marecha v'yuchanek v'shalom. Sing along there. Okay. Vahamakri. Vahyoymar Ribbon Kohanim. The one who calls out Kohanim and Yibarecha Choshenatze Ribbon Kohanim. Who says? What does that mean? Hamakri should not say. What does that mean? Pirish Liatzibur. Shita shalayamar, you don't call the Rabbi Hefsek b'tfilah, Yom Kufayin Gimel. Of course, it's a Hefsek in the middle of Davin, the Rabbi Hefsek b'tfilah. And I feel shal shidu hukoyin, v'acher hu amakri, the Gabbai says, Yivarechecho, gaim kain loyim ha-makri, b'an kalam, shem b'titor v'dat, v'liyuchal l'achzor ola ha-kros. Ah, he has to call out, v'ichu neko. So we're afraid if he's going to say, b'an kalam, ilalim, he's going to get all confused, he's going to forget what he's up to, he may not say, v'yishmerecho. Okay, mihu. L'acha she'ikri lifneim teva shalom, yuchal oz lomer b'an kalam, ilalim, d'suleko, chashash detir, if he did everything he's mechiv to do, d'ho hu'einu mesayim b'ichas, Tim Shalom Akash Liatzila. Then you can say the tefillah at the end. Okay. Because the Bechuvah is Marabal Amin. Shein Kadim Musa V'lagus Duch and Ogim Shein Amim B'se'orev Alach Hasir Hasein. You only say B'se'orev when you duchen. Shalom Elabelin explains why. So there she gave a whole Yotzai to Russia about that. Yes. He said, Me'ikir Adin. Where is that? It's somewhere a footnote on the bottom of the Sharat Zion. Where is it? He quotes Rabbi Yankef Emden, who writes in the Morik Tzir that duchening today is only midirabbanon, because duchening menatar is only, I don't see it, only in the Beis Hamikdash after Hakrobas Karbanas Tziva. I don't know where. And the other Mishnah Berurah is it's a footnote on the bottom of the page below the Sharat Zion. I don't know, here I don't see it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe it's talking about in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know. So I thought in the Mishnah Berurah he says that Rabbi Yankef Emden is wrong because it's against the Gemara. Aye, but this is also Gemara, that Duchening is only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. So it should only be Midirabbanan today. So Shlomo de Vilna answers that, just let me say, oh, yeah, here it is. That's right. How come this one doesn't have it? I don't know. That's the one. This one doesn't have it. What page is that? What sif?
This,
On this sif, where we are. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Here it is. It does have it. Dan, the Nisir's Kapai Mechus Halagam came in at her. Chayna Tika Kola Poska, Memory, the Reb Shem Levi, Behu Viliyah. Oh. The local market says, "Rabbi Yankef Emden, Shem Tzadim, the Rashi, Dafke b'Migdosh." Shushokabas that he's wrong. Mishnah Metzi made a mistake. He forgot this. He forgot that. It's beferish that is the right. Yeah, but Rabbi Yankef Emden also quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says it's only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbanas Tziva. That's what Rabbi Shlomo de Vilna explains that when you say. Serve Allah Hasiva saying ka Oloch Korban. Our tefillah should be pleasant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if we had brought Karbonis. Rav Soloveitchik said the term Ritzui, Nirtzalo Lechaparalo, the term Ritzui is a technical term that means that the Korban is accepted. Hurtza, Lo Hurtza, means the Korban is accepted, Korban is not accepted. Lo Yiratza, so it's not accepted. So when we daven Shmanesi, so we say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Tefillah. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he accepts it, he listens to the prayer. Then we say, Yitzhev Shem Lekeh Ba'am Chisol of his philosophy, he should accept the prayer. He just said that. Shemeh Tefillah. What did he say again? Yitzhev Ba'am Chisol of his philosophy. He said, no. Say means it should be, the prayer should be accepted as if we had offered a korban. So he explained, the Mishkan Mizankin has a tshuva, that works Minat Torah. When you say Yitzhev, so the prayers are converted into a korban. It's considered as if it were a korban. There are two types of karbonas. There's a karbon yochid and a karbon sibur. So when a yochid davens and he says ritzei, so he succeeds in converting the tefillos ha-yochid into a karbon yochid. When the chazan davens and he's offering tefillos ha-tzibur and he says ritzei, so he converts the tefillos ha-tzibur into a karbon sibur. So after the chazan says ritzei, now you're able to duchen. That's why the din is that if the kohen didn't start walking towards the bima, when the chazan was in the middle of saying ritzei, he can't go to duchen because it's the tefillah of ritzei that enables us to duchen today. And this works menat Torah. That's why duchening is menat Torah.
So you have a real din d'arisa today in Chutz La'aretz. So how can you say the minhag because of simcha trumps that we don't do it every day? It's really din d'arisa.
It is. Mishnah Berurah keeps saying it is a din d'arisa, but only on the condition amar lahem, if we mitzave, if we request of the kohanim that they should say a bracha. If you don't request it, so they're not mechuyev. So if the Kohen, if the Oval, the only single guy, if they're in Shulman, they say Kohanim, they're in Shulman, they say go wash until it's a dime, that means that they gave him a tzibui. The Duchen, then he is Mechayiv the Duchen. The only time you have the Or, or let's say in the middle of the year when it's not Yom Tov, so they don't Duchen. They don't Duchen because we didn't say, we didn't ask him to Duchen. But if the middle of the year someone will say, go Duchen, so they'll, then they will be Mechayiv the Duchen. All of the Minhagim that you don't Duchen is only on the Tanai that they weren't mitzvah him to duchen. Meaning is we're not mitzvah unless on Yom. Whenever you want mitzvah, then the mechuyev to duchen. Yeah. Then the Mishkan is saying about zan. And even according to the Ramban, who holds that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanan, the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah holds that you're obligated and I'm talking to daven once a day, every day. The Ramban disagrees that tefillah is only mit the Rabbanan. But nonetheless, Tfilu b'tzibu b'zman says their Isa. Why? Chazar sashat says their Isa. Why? To enable you to duchen. If you're not going to have chazar sashat, you won't be able to duchen. That's the chiddush of the Mishkan HaShankar. Chazar sashat says their Isa, otherwise you won't be able to duchen. Yeah. So that's why you say b'sera when you duchen. So Rav HaChassid was saying, k'ol k'karpnet. Tfilu should be accepted as if we had offered karbonas. So therefore, it's now at the conclusion of Hakrovas karbonas sila. The last line in the Ramon, Kuf Chavka, is that's a Yerushalmi. Amishtamish b'koin mo'al. Also, the shtamish b'koin afilu b'zman hazeh. Mo'al. Mo'al means the nila b'kotchi hamigdosh. So one might have argued the point that said it's only Kohanim who are in the Beis, who do avodah Beis Hamigdosh. But Bizman Hazeh shouldn't apply. Other Rabbi Tam said it's for that only Bizman should be Deim Aleim, Kunas Aleim. Only Kohen is wearing big Dekuna. If the Kohen is not wearing big Dekuna, then there's no din of Osa Lehonis Mimero. So the Ramor writes against that Rabbi Tam. I feel a Bizman Hazeh, even though he's not wearing big Dekuna, the Habikim Oel Behegdush. And lo, Mochal Al Kach, unless he was Mochal on his cover. That was a Maisa, the Mordechai quotes that story. That once a Kohen was, they didn't have any faucets with water, so once a Kohen was helping the Rabbeinu Tam wash until the Siddhant, he was pouring water on his hands. So Rabbeinu Peter was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Talmud Peter. Rabbeinu Tetra was the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. So he said, Amishnami should be Kohen, you're not allowed to do that. So Rabbeinu Tam said, just briefly, Emigdei Malei, Main Kohen Osa Malei. So the Rabbeinu Tetra asked, meaning he could go to the funeral, go to Bimitam and Amesim, can marry a Zaino because he's not wearing big dekuna. How can it be? So Rabbi Tam said another answer that the Moichel on the cover. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that. But the first answer was also a correct answer. Rabbi Tam holds that Mo'al, Shtamish Bikwan Mo'al, Mo'al means only means Kotchi HaMigdush. Rabbi Tam holds that it's only in Kedushus Kunusha B'Migdush. Kedushus Kunusha B'Gvulin is enough to ask the Kohen from marrying a Zaino. A grusha, it's enough to ask the kohen from being the time of the mason. But in order to have me'ilah, you have to have kedushas kodesh b'amigdosh. So for that, you need bizman shebig day malay. Then the second answer was also a valid answer. The kohen was mochel on his cover. Mochel on his cover, so it's mutter.
Can be mochel and then go to the time of the mason or
no? That's a din. That's not a cover. This is a din of cover. Yeah.
Wasn't it Stamish?
Ask him to service you. Ask him to pass down the soda from the other end of the table. Yeah, that's the shot. That's not right. What is the Mishnah Berurah right? Kufayin Hey? Lamochalav Lamochamutu Shekavu Kuna Kimo Liftech Rishon Alita Mani Yofer Rishon Kadoim Dvarim Shein Anu Mechayovim Lachabdom Nita Lahem Rak Lahanu Asam Ficha Biyod Alim Chol Alitam Rishus Nisrael Shtamish Malik Mar says Mikrat in the coin can be mochal on this chus get the first aliyah. We don't allow it, the Gemara said, we don't allow it on Shabbos Yontif because it will cause friction. How come he was Moichel for me? How come he was Moichel for him? He wasn't Moichel for him. We don't allow the Kohen to be Moichel on his Kohen on Shabbos Yontif. On the weekdays, we do allow him to be Moichel on his Kohen, not to take the first of it. Tosi says that in the days of the Bali Atesis, the shul was just as crowded on the weekdays as they were on Shabbos and Yontif. They had tiny villages. Barely had a minyan. Everybody was there. Shabbos and Yom Tov on the weekdays. The Tosfos says that now, Bizman Hazeh, that the shuls are just as crowded on the weekdays as they are on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the din even applies on the weekdays. So Yom Tov Shabbos has a tshuva. But Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh. we went back to the minyan of the days, and the shuls are much more crowded on Shabbos on the weekdays. There's barely a minyan on the weekdays. Everybody scatters about wherever. So he says, we're back to the din of the Gemara, that on the weekdays the Kohen can be moichel on his kavod, not to take the first aliyah. That's what he says. Just like the Kohen can be moichel on the first aliyah, he can be moichel on this din of mishtamish b'kavod. Yesh mi sheomer, sheni ochel item mishus l'shamish bo, elam kein yesh le'ez ha'anoah, kigon b'schar, if they pay, let's say he's a waiter. The Kohen is a waiter and they pay him a salary for doing it. Okay? Afilu b'chinim, lo'adam choshu, shechov is l'shamish b'nenim izeh. The Gemara says if an Adam Choshev is Mekadosh and Isha, so he can be Mekadosh by accepting a gift from the woman, because that's a Hanoah. But yeah, Hanoah that he receives a gift from her. So if the Kohen wants to be Meshamesh an Adam Choshev, so then the Kohen is getting something out of it. Aval Ein L'mishum Hanoah Mizeini Yochel Limcho. Daf Agav the Kovid Yochel Limcho. Shim Meshini Shal Bizainu. That's not an Isha of Kovid. Tov LaHachmel LaChatchila Ishtamish Bohem. Period. Tov lachman lachatchila. Not to rely on mechila. Who's speaking? Kuf mem. Shiuri brocha. Shiuri brocha is by the chido. The chido wrote the Birkei Yosef, and then he wrote shiuri brocha, but he left over from the Birkei Yosef. Tov lachman lachatchila. There, so the shtamish bem. Shiruyas bizuyas. The vada yesh lezor. To have him do a bizoyan digger thing, that for sure. Shouldn't allow. What does the Bi'ah Halacha say here? Also, the Shtamish Bohem, coin the coin. What about one coin to use another coin? Efshe Shemuta, Yeshua Siyankim, Echen Kosim Ogin Gibur, Meshem Halfloa, Gam Yeshem Tzadim, Lahokal, Bekoin Amba Oretz, Komakom, Sheruyas, Bezuyas, Bevadai Nochen, Lizahir, even by coin Amartz, even a coin from another coin. Okay. Very good. The first Bir Halacha we didn't discuss. First Bir Halacha on Kuf Chav Ches, he quotes from the Sefer Charedim. And just like it's a mitzvah, they're part of the Kohanim to give a bracha, it's a mitzvah on the Israelim, they should go out of their way to receive a bracha. Akan Shono, Rabbi Yehuda, Akan, it's a question whether we really hold like that. Sefer Charedim was a late Rishon, early Akan. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, no? He wrote one of the Piyutim, no? What are the Miz Miris he wrote? Is that ready? Forgot about it.